boomers, and beyond.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, and we are going to take these phone calls and...
We love the callers.
Are you okay, dude? Because right before that break, I kind of...
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you okay?
I'm okay. Yep. Yep.
I was just going to say, is your like nose swollen? But it's kind of always like that.
No,
isn't
it's kind of big, man. It gets a little bigger now.
I got a kid the other day. I said, hey, dude, spell shop for me. And we went through the whole shebang. He said, S-H-O-P. I said, what do you do when you come to a green light? He said, go. I said, that's God. I said, what's the name of that raised print that deaf people use? He said, Braille. He goes, I'm excellent, aren't I? I said, dude, blind people use Braille. Deaf people do not. It's kind of one of those deals, you know. But
anyway, did you hit him in the nose?
No, I didn't have to.
Does that really hurt?
No, because he did it to himself, just like the libs do all the time. They just, you know, they end up sticking yeah. both of them in their mouth. So,
just let them fight with themselves.
Oh, my gosh. If I had time just for local stuff, people, some of these people are just like, wow. Oh, I mean, so foolish.
Foolish.
We got Bob in Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, sir.
Hi there.
How are you?
Good to talk to you guys. I was calling. One of your previous speakers was calling regarding the subject of slavery.
Yes.
And saying, how can Christians and so forth? Well, you know, the Bible does not condemn slavery. And when it what it does is it recognizes that slavery exists. But it lays down some very strict guidelines as to how slaves were to be treated, you know, by their masters. And I'll tell you, if the masters abuse their slaves, they pay dearly for it, they being the masters. But that's not the kind of slavery that existed in this country.
That's right.
And led up to the Civil War. And so, it gets the concept of slavery, the concept of servanthood, if you will, it's thrown in that bucket and saying it's bad.
That's right.
And it's not necessarily bad. It's bad. There were many slaves in many instances of slavery where the slaves were the highest ranking officials under the master's household. Mm-hmm. And that's true even in this country where they gave them great authority. Yeah. But that's not that was the exception rather than the rule. And unfortunately, the rule is what was happening in by the majority of people.
That's true. And I think too, at the foundation, a lot of these slaves were stolen. The Bible speaks very specifically against men stealing. You can't steal another man or you will lose your life. But that was what the Brit. That's what the British were doing, is they were stealing men from different countries, bringing them over here and making merchandise of those men, and that's not biblical at all.
That's exactly right, Jake. And you know, in Jesus Christ, the New Testament, I mean, slaves were given much higher level of respect because they were seen as spiritually equally with their masters.
Mm-hmm. Christ brought that in. That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it is so unfortunate, and I agree with your previous caller that had talked about that, and there are remnants of that that still exist today. There is abuse that goes on, and it's unfortunate, but we live in a fallen world. We live in a sinful world, and that will not be cured until Christ comes again and sets up his reign.
That's right, and then it brings our duty as Christians to do away with that situation, and Christians did, and Christians will continue to do it. So we've always got a job, Christians. We don't have time to sit on the sofas every Sunday and watch our favorite football game and basketball game and baseball game if we're not staying busy and doing what the Lord's called us to do, and that's to seek and save that which is lost.
And Gordon, that was my point,
yep.
Just what you just got done saying right there, just to motivate the troops.
That's right.
Remember in the movie Braveheart, because he was a real living individual?
William Wallace
was
my grandfather.
Do you remember when the nobles were going to turn back in mm-hmm. the day of battle? And when they were coming back in the day of battle, they were on the line to fight the English.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened is they were going to turn because of the nobles. But do you remember when William Wallace came back and he encouraged the troops? Yeah. Gordon, that was our whole point.
That's right.
We have to encourage them by not turning.
Mm-hmm.
We have to encourage them by going out and living by example. And that's what we were kind of like dogging on earlier a little bit, but the point made. We got another Bob from Minnesota. What's with all these Minnesotans calling in? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
So I was listening to your discussion earlier about the Declaration of Independence, and I don't think I missed a piece. But so, you know, I'm thinking that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with inalienable rights, et cetera. And, but then it seemed like you guys were following up by saying, but the real Americans are Christian. And if all men are created equal, then how can, so are the Christians more American or more equal? Where are you going with that?
I'm not sure where you're going, but I can say
back. What are you trying to steer us to here, Bob?
I can say back what, I'll just reiterate what I said earlier, Bob. A real American said what our founders said when they laid out the Declaration of Independence. Remember, they had to declare independence. These were British citizens. They were not Americans. They were British citizens. This is what separated them from King George. They believed there is a God, that our rights come from him, and that the purpose of government is to protect and defend these God-given rights. If a man chooses not to go to church, chooses not to pray in his own house, but violates God-given laws, then guess what? He forfeits his rights.
So all men are not created equal.
No, all men are created equal.
Right?
All men are created equal, and they have the ability to choose to obey God's laws.
Okay,
and
so
our
what are
government's
the rights of the
job,
atheist in America?
Let me ask you a question. You still have to submit to the same laws that we do, right, Bob?
Does an atheist not have to obey God's laws?
So the question I have for you is then, is it wrong to steal?
Well, absolutely.
Well, who told you that?
Well, let's see.
Come on, Bob. Who told you not to steal? It's common sense. Who told you not to steal?
Well, I think the first time I saw it was in the Bible.
That's exactly right. Who told you not to kill?
You know, I went to Sunday school, and those were where I learned some of those things.
So we learned the preservation of life. We learned
Hang
on a second, Bob. We learned the preservation of life. So therefore, if we learned the preservation of life from God's laws, then who gave them laws to preserve life? God did. And that's how our rights are established.
But my question is, do the atheists in the United States have the same rights that the Christians do?
If an atheist chooses to break the laws that God established, and I'm talking about the laws we just talked about, then they're not equal.
They're not established by God. The laws of the land were established by our founding fathers.
But only, okay, that's good.
But wait a second, you've got to make the distinction between a law abider and someone that breaks the law.
So our laws, this is what Blackstone said, and many of our founders were educated by Blackstone or through Blackstone. A law can only be a law if it squares with the moral law of God, the revealed law, which would be his Bible, or it squares with the laws of nature. And if it doesn't, then it cannot be established civil law. Now, there's a lot of laws out there that are not lawful. It's called unlawful.
Okay. Just a straight answer. Do we all have the same rights whether we're Christians or not?
Yes, we have.
As long as we abide by the same lawgiver, yes, we do. Yeah.
You forfeit your rights, though, when you break the law.
Under law in the U.S.,
yes.
Does a Jew have the same right as a Christian and the same right as a Muslim?
Yes.
Of course.
So then why are you saying the real Americans?
We didn't say that. We said we're still united.
Hey, Bob, we're still united under the same God as long as we're all abiding the same
laws
that God has given through his Mosaic Institution, which happens to be common law in the United States. Got to take a quick break. We're going to take these calls. Folks, this is a great one. This is all about you. 1-866-233-0747. We got Glenn from Kentucky coming up next. Just hang on with us.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, we rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We are asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we will send you a special Sons of Liberty message
The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. And keep it up. You're really commendable.
Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this. Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. We're going to hit these phones again in about 2 seconds here, but I wanted to say this back to Bob again. First of all, Bob, I just want to let you know that if a Christian breaks the laws, he forfeits his rights. That's right. Just like a Jewish person, just like an atheist, just like a Chinese person, just like a Japanese person.
Yeah, because I think what it shows is that a person is not made of what he professes, he's made of what his conduct conveys.
That's right.
So whether or not he's a Christian doesn't even make him a law abider, but those that are law abiders. And then here's another thing, too. God's law helps. And does it help or hurt an atheist?
It's a preservation of life, man. It preserves the atheist's life.
That's right.
I do want to read this, though. This was a quote from Benjamin Franklin. He said this in 1782, Bob. He said, "Bad examples to youth are more rare in America." I'm going to give you the whole in context so you don't, so it's not selective reporting. So I'm going to give it to you all. "Bad examples to youth are more rare in America," said Ben Franklin in 1782, "which must be a comfortable consideration to parents. To this may be truly added that serious religion under its various denominations, the Christian denomination, is not only tolerated but respected and practiced." Ben Franklin said atheism is unknown here. In 1782, "infidelity rare and secret, so that persons may live to a great age in that country without having their piety shocked by meeting with either atheist or infidel." That's what Ben Franklin said.
And it's a great point.
Isn't that who the leftists call an atheist?
That's right.
Wow.
Atheist. He was above religion. But does it help an atheist or hurt an atheist to claim that he has God-given rights? If he doesn't have God-given rights, then he has man-given rights, and man will always destroy your rights. So, Bob, if you've decided now, because due to whatever, I don't know, you seem like you grew up in a Christian home. But, folks, for us to embrace God only helps us. And I'm not saying that from a humanistic standpoint. We're all going to die one day and face our Creator. And we can't point at the hypocrites in the Christian church and say, well, they were so evil. These atheists over here were really nice people. God's going to say it was about conduct and behavior. Did you take heed to my laws? And Christ is the only redemption for our sin. All men have sinned, and what is sin? It's breaking God's laws.
That's right.
Breaking his laws. So our Redeemer, this is why I serve Christ, because Christ is the only God of the world that died to redeem mankind, just like our veterans died to redeem our country with that blood so that we could abide in liberty. Yeah. Liberty's awesome, and it only helps me to embrace that preservation, that sacrifice yeah. of Christ, and that only helps me in my situation.
And John 3:16 makes sense after that. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's right, he gave. And why do I love him? Because when I see him on the cross, it's like, wait a second, you did that for me because I was guilty of breaking God's law.
That's right.
Faith towards God, or I'm sorry, repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ.
You know, and that also shows how you have a great love for your country, because when you see lawlessness, you look to the sacrifice and say, this is the result of lawlessness. I'm putting my foot down. Yeah. There's no excusing it, and I'm not going to have sympathy for those that are committing crimes. You're just not going to, because you love liberty and you love that sacrifice.
Rights. I want to give it to you one more time, folks. If you're just joining us, I gave the definition of rights in Webster's 1828 right before the break. Correctness, conformity to truth or to the divine will, or which is the standard, Jesus Christ, of moral rectitude. That's what Noah Webster said. I didn't say it. That's not a revised version or definition of the word rights. That is who we are. It's our forefathers that established it. And that's exactly the truth. I mean, our rights came from our father. We got Glenn from Kentucky. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hey, great show. I love you. Love you guys' show.
Thank you.
You made a good point, how that America inherited slavery. It wasn't something that, you know, the true Christians loved. And I want to make an interesting, I think, parallel to today, and that is abortion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
True born-again Christians should hate slavery, and they should be doing everything they can to end slavery. But the same people that like abortion, okay, yep. Same people that are fighting to keep abortion in the future, mm-hmm. will turn around and blame the Christians for allowing it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of an interesting.
That is a great point.
That the left, yes. you know, that are blaming us now. Oh. The born again Christians that hate the things that go against God, yeah. they're blaming us for them.
Yeah, it's like the anti-gunners. That's as we call them, the left in the United States. They're the ones that are armed, and they want you disarmed.
That's right.
You know, it's
that's
just exactly. It goes back and forth, and it's just they're walking contradictions is really what they are.
And a lot of the folks that talk about the slavery issue, and I just want to bring this, and then I'll be done with it. A lot of these folks talk about how bad it was and how wicked it was, yet they're the first people to get on the yep. pedestal and say a woman has a right to kill her baby.
Yep.
Exactly.
And slavery is so wicked. How could you even imagine that? Well, where is your all these people that want to protect trees and all these nice flowers and whatnot in state parks, but yet they won't take a second to stand for the right of an unborn child. As a matter of fact, see, this is what they have to do. They have to do away with law. And Bob, even going back to Bob's question, this is why we need a God, because God created certain fixed laws. They need to do away with a law that says thou shalt not kill in order to create a right, because they say, well, do atheists have equal rights? Do people have equal rights? Yes, they do, so long as they abide by the law. But if they can eradicate that law that says thou shalt not kill, now they can create a new right that says I have a choice to kill, which is abortion. That's the danger of doing away with God's law. You can never create rights. God gave them. You cannot create law. God gave that. That's where we're fixed. That's where we're assured, and that's what makes us American.
That's right, guys. Love you guys' show, and just keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call, Glenn. We appreciate it. Again, you got the Sons of Liberty here. Folks, if you want to check our website, please do. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. A heads up, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Let's keep it going, but I want to bring up a different point.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to talk about the Communist Manifesto, because you were talking about what does it take.
Yeah, what is it to be American?
That's right. I mean, and it was great. It was good as to what you were saying. But here, it says in Hosea 4:6 again, the Lord warning us, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The Communist Manifesto represents a misguided philosophy which teaches the citizens to give up their rights for the sake of the common good. Does that sound like socialism, America? Yes, it does. But if it always ends up in a police state, because it really does, this is called preventive justice. Control is the key. Listen carefully. Number one, abolition of private property.
Oh, the right to life, liberty, and property. Okay. Is that in the Declaration of Independence? No.
Is that something like, I don't know, eminent domain?
Yeah. Some people say that should have never been in the Constitution.
Number two, heavy progressive income tax.
We don't experience that here.
Not in America, no.
You know, as a matter of fact, when the income tax came into pass, you had to make more than, in today's money, $60,000 a year. That was your standard deduction. And anybody who made more than that, guess how much their tax was? 1%. 1%!
Number three, abolition of all rights of inheritance.
So who gets to the inheritance then? Would that be the state?
The state does.
Oh, sure, okay. Because they're the ones who provide.
Then they tax it to no end.
Okay.
Confiscation, number four, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Who are the rebels?
What's the rebels?
Anybody
is
that doesn't agree with the socialist mentality.
Okay.
Oh, wait, who hates who here?
Okay.
Oh, you mean these rebels don't want to be ruled by law, and then what they want to do is they want to call you the one that's
the
a rebel for not abiding by their tyrannical rule.
You know, that sounds like the movie Star Wars.
It does.
I've seen that.
Five, a central bank.
A central bank?
We're talking about
like
the
Federal Reserve?
The Communist Manifesto, folks. Number six, government control of communications and transportation. Hello. September 11th. Ooh. Number seven, government ownership of factories and agriculture. Man.
Could they do that through regulation, too? Maybe they wouldn't have to actually technically own the bankroll, but they could use regulation to control.
Number eight, government control of labor. Wow. What's that Scott Walker guy going? What's he dealing with out there in Wisconsin? Number nine, corporate farms, regional planning. Ooh. Boy, is that popping up all over the place out in the rural areas throughout the United States. Number 10, government control of education. Oh, shame on you, America.
That doesn't happen.
It should have been number one because that's how you implement all of these others through education.
Lincoln say the policy in the classroom is the policy of tomorrow.
That's right. I go on, modern day, so you can understand. Number one, corrupt the young, get them away from religion. This explains MTV. Number two, break down moral virtues. This explains the main state-run media. Number three, encourage civil disorders, coming straight out of the White House. And a soft attitude towards crime. That's right. Soft judges produce what? Hardened criminals, America. You want hardened criminals to work for your agenda. You need criminals that will go along with your fabricated lies. Number four, divide the people into hostile groups. Wow. Isn't that what this isn't this what this guy's doing day after day? Divide the people into hostile groups, race, religion. This explains the news media. Folks, no, let's unite under the banner of Christ. Number five, that's what unites us. Get the people's mind off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sex, or entertainment. Number six, get control of all media. Hello. Number seven, destroy people's faith in their leaders. Number eight, cause the registration of all firearms, eventually confiscate. Hello. A majority of the schools that I've been to, folks, have not taught their Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or their Bill of Rights. What is the problem in America? This has happened on your watch. Land responsibility. You have been given precepts by God to uphold them rights by magnifying the laws of the land. Let's educate.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic, land of the free, home of the brave.
Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
I don't know what it is, but these national breaks just keep busting my chops, Jake.
You know, they're real killer.
Yeah, they're just busting my chops. It's like every time I look up, I look at this extraordinarily beautiful lady over
she's
there.
She's a wonderful gal. Yes. I know what she means.
She's going to take us out to Roots there.
I like Roots.
Right before the break, folks, I was talking about the Communist Manifesto, and I ended with the majority of the schools that I've been to have not taught their school or their students their constitution. And if you want to ask if... A stupid question is, why do you suppose this is? Well, if your school's not teaching your students or your children their rights, it's a good idea to ask them why they are not. Because ultimately what it comes to is this: if you don't know your rights, you don't have any rights. Hello. And how many millions of men have bled the battlefield red with their blood to give you those rights? Let's jump gears real quick. Folks, again, you got 1.5 hour left with the Sons of Liberty. The number's 1-866-233-0747. We'll take a couple more. 1-866-233-0747. We talk about definitions quite a bit. I always fly over to Webster's 1828. One of our forefathers actually wrote the dictionary. I want to show you the difference, folks, when I'm talking about the spirit that we're beginning to see in America. What is right and what is wrong? Now, listen to this. In 1913, in Webster's dictionary, this was the definition for the word love. You ready for this? In 1913, manifestation for a desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people. So love back in 1913 was to look out for your neighbors, to do your brother good. It sounds like the fulfilling of the law of God. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Okay? 1998, Webster's revised dictionary. This is why people are confused. A strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Love in 1913, folks, had nothing to do with sexual desire, but yet to serve your brother or to look out for their welfare, as it states.
That's Christ.
But 1998, Webster's Dictionary, revised, a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Let me contrast some more here for you. Lust in 1998 defines out as a strong sexual desire, an intense longing. A strong sexual desire. So, love and lust, listen to the comparables here. A strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Lust, a strong sexual desire. They've linked up love and lust as the same definitions, folks. You mean they're so they're not contrary one to the other? Yes, they are. Lust in 1913 means sensual desire, most commonly sexual desire. As for the gratification of the sexual appetite or covetousness, they're totally, love in 1913 is black. Lust in 1913 is white. Love in 1998 is black. I'm sorry, gray. Let me reiterate that, gray. Lust in 1998 is gray. They mean the same thing. But yet not in 1913, they were completely opposite. Why are people so screwed up in America? So instead of love meaning manifestation of desire for an earnest effort to promote the welfare of people, they have redefined it to change it to mean a strong feeling of attraction resulting from sexual desire. Nada. What's the problem? Folks, you can go into dictionaries like 50 and 60 years back. Then look up the dictionaries. Modern versions are messed up. They're revised. They're watered down. But this is what the intellectuals are feeding because they know better. See, what they're doing is they're equating definitions to look just like their sinful nature rather than Christ's risen nature. True that.
True.
Well, dude,
I thought you were going to read some more.
I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying?
Glory!
That's right.
Amen, brother.
Had a young man come to church last week. And he was a black individual, and I said, if I was in a black church, they'd be saying hallelujah, amen. He said, yes.
True that.
Yes, he did.
Yes, they would.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Noah Webster said this when he created that dictionary.
No, did you hear him say it?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Then it must not be true.
Come on. I mean, this is teeny bopper radio for you, folks.
No, this is something, too. In that dictionary, his testimony is written. The original Webster's, the New American Dictionary, we just learned about it in school today with all the kids. The American Dictionary has his testimony of how he came to Christ and how important it is for, it took 20 years to write,
okay,
how important it is for man to serve Christ. But he said language is the expression of ideas. This is why language is so important and why he even wrote a dictionary. We all spoke pretty close to what they spoke in England, so we had a similar language. But we had different ideas, and he said it's important because we have different ideas, our words need to all line up so we're always on the same page.
Yes.
So nowadays when somebody says, I love you, baby, what do they really mean?
I lust you, baby.
Man, I lust you. Because
love gives, America, lust takes.
And this is a perfect example of how our language has changed and why Noah Webster framed these things. He said language is the expression of ideas, and if people of one country cannot preserve an identity of ideas, the way to preserve it is through your words, they cannot retain an identity of language. So as we evolve, then our language reflects that. Are we evolving towards God and to his principles? And now what you're talking about a little bit is social engineering. Is there people that are really willfully changing ideas and language?
No.
That couldn't happen in America.
A bum.
Not in Kansas.
This guy in the White House, he never lies.
No, he's a truth teller.
Can I speak the truth here, brother?
No, I want to hear.
I seriously got to ask the question. Does the guy know how to tell the truth?
Well, I would say yes.
No. What people learned real quick with this guy, whatever he says, look the other direction.
Opposite.
Totally.
You have evil to. Good and good evil.
Let's jump gears. Folks, again, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Let's talk about hypocrites. Let's show the American people how foolish, how dummy down we have become. Well, not us. That's why you're listening to us.
Intelligent talk.
I mean, that's what I do in life. I like to belittle people. I like to make my light shine more than theirs, so I just kind of snuff it out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Always staying ahead of the game.
Yes. Did you know a popular teacher by the name of Barbara DeAngelis, who teaches dads and moms all across this country how to make love and marriage work? She's a millionaire off the ignorance of the American people. She teaches moms and dads and moms, how to make love and marriage work.
She must have a great marriage.
Great stuff. She's a millionaire.
Uh-huh.
Did you know that Barbara's been divorced 5 times?
Really? She must have been in love. Divorced 5 times, she's going to tell you how it works.
And she's teaching people how to make love and marriage work.
Okay.
Whoopi Goldberg is another prime example of hypocrisy. Former President Bill Clinton took her on to represent her or his teen pregnancy prevention program. The problem with that is Whoopi's admitted to having five to six abortions. And she also had a child out of wedlock. So the problem with that is Whoopi has admitted to having abortions and has also had a child out of wedlock.
And she's going to tell your young people how to stay abstinent.
But as long as you like her through the entertainment system, Whoopi's got
it. She's
got
to do. Yeah. Okay, so this is about the PR.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay, so what about Britney and Christina Aguilera? They get on TV, take off all their clothes for the world to see all, and then they have the audacity to thank Jesus Christ for their awards.
They love Jesus.
Yeah. Isn't it Jesus that rebuked hypocrites more than anybody?
That's the one.
What about R. Kelly? He's the sole hip-hop musician who writes songs that promote nothing but sexual promiscuity. Yet in USA Today, he was hailed for writing a song that supposedly fights AIDS. Oh, what you didn't know, America, was a couple years back, R.J. Kelly was indicted in Florida for 21 counts of child pornography. MTV pushes him like a mad dog. Should we try Madonna? She's upright.
Do we need to?
Come on. Madonna was asked to tone down her sexual gyrations, responded with, "I can do whatever it is that I want. I plead the Fifth Amendment." Wow, so she knows her Bill of Rights. "I plead the Fifth Amendment. Speaking of freedom of speech along with not incriminating herself, interestingly enough, after having a child of her own, she was asked by Larry King on Larry King's show what her child watches on TV. She said when the parents in America rose up on her, she pleads the Fifth, I can do whatever I want it is that I want to do.
Freedom of speech.
Okay. There again, you have within the confines of law again, but here again, she responds with, she was asked by Larry King, let me clarify this.
Yeah.
What is it, Madonna, that your daughter watches on TV? You know what Madonna said? She said, I will not let my child watch that garbage. Wow. Now Madonna started out in a bad business. Now she's writing
books. Isn't Madonna on TV from time to time?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't she the lady that was singing in one of your...
I'm going to ring my bell and I don't give a something. Beep, beep.
About the kids
if,
going...
If I go to hell.
In front of little kids at a concert. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've heard of her.
And now she's writing books for children.
Oh, of course.
Whose footsteps do you suppose that those kids who read her books will follow in?
But Madonna wrote this, Mom!
Why is it that these people are constantly promoted through the entertainment system? If you just bow down to me and serve me, I'll give it to you all. If the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. Ask yourself, what are those that you follow stand for, America? And I want you to mark this, you will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. How they stand or fall is how you probably will stand or fall. Some of you might say their influence has no power over me. Check this out. King Richard III of 2 centuries ago was a round-shouldered man, and because of this, all of his king court servants became, guess what? Hunchbacked. Their influence has no power over me. Not good enough? How about the Queen of England of 2 centuries ago? The Queen had a temporary limp, and all the women of England... Oh, now, Bradley, you said all. Okay, a good portion of the people in England...
A lot.
...began to do what? Limp. Still not good enough. Did you remember the movie E.T.? Elliot used Reese's Pieces to lure E.T. into the house. In another scene, there was a short clip about 2 to 4 seconds of Reese's Pieces candy wrapper on the table. Guess what happened to Reese's Pieces sales, folks? It skyrocketed over 400% in the duration of that movie. You got Bradley and Jake. We will come right back after this and pick up your phone calls. 1-866-233-0747. Last segment, folks. Now's the time.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Folks, I just got this call. This is great. A guy calls in and says, I have a lot of wisdom to share, but I can't talk right now. I have to go. I'm sorry.
All right.
Maybe it was Madonna.
That could have been.
I think it
She's
was.
She's got to go write another book.
Which probably, yeah. You know. Rake in a couple more million off the ignorance of the American people.
Yeah. For the children.
For the children, yeah. Here. Isn't it interesting? I've said this before, but now that you brought it up. When doing high schools, especially in the state of Missouri, for those that are in Missouri, hello. Love you guys, man. Why is it that you guys got so many adult bookstores and mature bookstores? And, you know, one day we were on the tour bus, and I looked over at the driver, and I said, you know what the interesting thing is? Look what we're teaching our kids. That to be mature or to become an adult, you have to become 18 years old before you can actually become a full-fledged pervert.
That's right.
How backwards is that, America? Let me give you one more of these, speaking of hypocrites. By the way, we have these on our website, too. You can run international.com. Just, folks, really, ultimately what it does is go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and then just search our web, and it'll bring you over to who we are, what it is that we do.
Doing a lot.
Doing a lot. Seriously, we are doing a lot, and I think you'll see that once you get going on there. We also could use some support anytime that anybody would like to support this ministry, because we basically keep rolling off of what you continuously support ministry with. So if you'd like to do that, folks, we really – I had a guy at church just this week. How come you never ask for support? I've never liked asking for help, but, folks, we really do need the help to keep reaching out further.
Yep.
And we've reached millions literally, and we are doing it still every week in the Sons of Liberty. So if you'd like to donate, please do give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I got one more, speaking of hypocrites. Do you remember the Taco Bell commercial with the little chihuahua saying, "Yo quiero Taco Bell"?
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Oh, by the way, we are a nonprofit, folks.
Tax deduction.
Tax deduction.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Remember that little chihuahua?
I remember.
That big ear dude. I'd like to just get a hold of his ears and flap them back and forth. Oh, now, you know, I'm going to get some whack from PETA calling me now. Did you hear what Bradley Dean said about that little...
abusing animals!
Can't believe that.
He's going to grab his ears, man!
Abort the babies, but protect
that's
the animals.
Right, that's right.
You kiddo, talking bear. Look, I'm looking over at our producer right now, and she's married to a Spanish individual. I'm sorry, an American.
What do they say? Mexican-American?
Yeah, baloney. They're American. That's right. African-American? No, you're an American.
I'm a German-American.
Well, America, we're all dogs, really is what it comes down to. So, therefore, we're all Americans.
Die like a dog.
All things old have passed away. Did you know that Taco Bell commercial... when he said, "You kiddo Taco Bell," after that commercial played, millions of those little chihuahuas hit the stores in record times.
A little bit of influence.
Isn't it amazing how people look at Bradley Dean and say, "Why are you judging these people?" No. Before you stick both feet in your mouth, let me ask you the question. When a cop pulls you over for speeding, for violating the laws of the land, do you look at him and say, "Why are you judging me?" Take the ticket, rip it up, and throw it at his feet.
I don't think that would work.
Try that sometime, folks.
I don't think that's going to work.
Because that's what it's going to be like on Judgment Day, too. It's not going to work, folks. Why are you judging me? No, he's merely showing you your violation in order to uphold liberty. What would you think of a cop, America, if you've seen him on duty, seen a crime committed, being committed, and that cop just turned his back to the crime? What would you think of that cop? That's how you need to put it in perspective. If a cop has seen a crime being committed and he ignores his duty to enforce the law against that crime, man, I'm getting back to that real love thing again. We're supposed to look out for each other.
The Good Samaritan.
Yes.
Love your neighbors yourself. That is law in this country. You can't see a crime happen, whether you're a cop or not, and turn your back to it. You become an accessory to it. If you do nothing, if you stand there and do nothing, you'll be held accountable too.
Well,
that's good law.
It is, but I think the people are falling for the fact that they shouldn't look out for their butt. Oh, I don't want to get involved.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about that, the little boy in Michigan last year who was beaten for days, mm-hmm. and then he died.
His neighbors.
The neighbors heard the little boy screaming, and they didn't want to get involved. Again, where's the question, America? Where is the love? Always putting it back into perspective, folks. Always showing you the pillar of the truth, which is the Word of God, because we're not moving from it in Jesus' name. Jake, week after week, as I look at you and your family,
we're getting
as I'm looking at you right now, because
is this the last segment?
It's the last segment.
Okay. So yep. Go. Say on. I'm sorry.
I just can't. I'm bewildered week after week as to how blessed you really are.
Amen.
I mean.
I agree.
You're on the radio, just playing the man for your wife. I look through the window and look at your beautiful family.
Yes.
And
say on.
I did want to make this point. Folks, a couple weeks ago, Jake did take me out to dinner because I said something nice to him
in
the second hour. And this is the last segment.
It was the
last segment. So I wanted to talk about how beautiful his family was because... I ain't got the dojo.
Well, forget about my family. What about me?
I'm rolling slow, dude.
You rolling slow?
I'm limited.
Slowly rolling?
Should I tell the people about the time that I went over to your house and had dinner? If that's what you want to call it. And it's like, okay.
That was a long time ago. That's
but where's the rest of the food? Lady, you don't have us come over and have dinner and only have half portions. Uh-oh.
If you tell the people about that, then I've got to tell them about the last time I came over for a roast at your house. But there's no roast.
When was that?
Come on.
No, I'm seriously, I'm lost. Go ahead and laugh at me, America.
Well, you invited a couple families over, and there was some potatoes in it, though. I did have some potatoes and ketchup.
America, do you want to know what the answer to your dilemma is? Let me give you the respected commentator Matthew Henry when he said this of Isaiah 45, 5 through 10. He said, observe, the method of this great deliverance that is to be wrought for Israel, for America, righteousness must be first wrought in them, in you, America. They must be brought to repent of their sins by the law and the knowledge of God's law, so you repent for your sins, to renounce your idolatries, to return to God and to reform your lives. And then the salvation shall be wrought for you, and not until then. We must not expect salvation, said Matthew Henry, without righteousness. For they spring up together, and together the Lord hath created them. What God hath joined together, let none of us, or let none, therefore put asunder. See Psalm 85, 9 through 11. You see, Christ died to save us from our sins, not in our sins, and has made righteousness to us by being made to us righteousness and sanctification. And I want people to understand the correct definition of grace. Yes, it is favor. Yes, it is goodwill. Yes, it is kindness. It's a dispensation to oblige another as a grant made by an act of grace. It's the favorable influence of God. But listen to the pith and marrow of the definition of grace. The divine influence or the influence of the Spirit in renewing the heart and the restraining from sin. It's the application of Christ's righteousness, and it's the obedience to Christ, which is justification by faith. Now, if I'm getting too heavy for you, that's okay. I just wanted to let you know.
You know, a person would go to a doctor to be treated for a sickness so that he can what?
You know, I'm just tired of you just breaking in on my conversation every time. I mean, you just jump on, you just break right into whatever I say whenever you want.
I'm going to lose my thought.
And it's just totally okay with you. And you sit there and smile. The only thing that's going to redeem you at
this point. I'm not taking you out for dinner today.
That's what I'm talking about. Folks, step out. It's time for you to step out. There was a man who had to go out on a certain destination at a certain time. He was in a snowstorm. He came up to a river and thought to himself, how thick is the ice? Will it hold my weight? It felt solid, and so he reacted a little further and tapped again to see if it could hold his weight. He took a branch, smacked the ice to see if it would crack. Nothing. So he crawled across the ice on his stomach. Sweat began to fall down on his brow, and he began to tremble with fear as he realized that at any moment he could go to an icy grave. He took the stick with him and continued to tap the ice in front of him as he crawled on his stomach. The man went about 40 feet in about 45 minutes. He was absolutely terrified. As he was crawling inch by inch, sweat pouring out of his brow, he heard a strange sound. He heard singing and then numble and rumble. The man looked behind him to see another man with a full cart of a coal and his horse in front of him, slamming across the ice, singing at the top of his lungs while he whipped his horse. The man stood up and felt a little foolish because the ice was solid right to the bottom. He felt foolish, America. The knowledge he received released him from his fear.
Amen.
So don't crawl across the promises of God on your stomach because they're solid through and through. You can trust him. As it says in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, for he will direct your path. You got the Sons of Liberty. We'll talk to you next week. We love you by what we do.